welcome to Young Lector Chevele with Bible Time. It is my privilege to share the Word of God with Young Lector families. My name is Jessica Wan and I'm serving our Young Lector kids. Let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father God, thank you for giving us an opportunity to read your word and meet you once again. We come before you this morning. Please forgive all our sins with the blood of Jesus at this time. The Holy Spirit, please come into my heart at this time so that we may be able to listen to your words, remember your words, and obey your words. Please come and touch us and heal us and reconnect us as we share the book of Titus at this time. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open up to the book of Titus chapter 2. I am reading from the HCSB version. Book of Titus chapter 2 is on page 1218 in my Bible. So let's read together. But you must say the things that are consistent with sound teaching. Older men are to be level-headed, worthy of respect, sensible, and sound in faith, love, and endurance. In the same way, older women are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not addicted to much wine. They are to teach what is good, so they may encourage the young women to love their husbands and to love their children, to be self-controlled, pure homemakers, kind and submissive to their husbands, so that God's message will not be slandered. In the same way, encourage the young men to be self-controlled in everything. Make yourself an example of good works with integrity and dignity in your teaching. Your message is to be sound beyond reproach so that the opponent will be ashamed, having nothing bad to say about us. Slaves are to be submissive to their masters in everything and to be well-pleasing, not talking back or stealing, but demonstrating utter faithfulness so that they may adorn the teaching of God our Savior in everything. For the grace of God has appeared with salvation for all people, instructing us to deny godlessness and worldly lust and to live in a sensible, righteous, and godly way in the present age, while we wait for the blessed hope and appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people for his own possession, eager to do good works. Say these things and encourage and rebuke with all authority. Let no one disregard you. Amen. Good morning, children. Today we are learning from the book of Titus. Do you know who wrote the book of Titus? Yes, Paul. Titus had traveled and taught with Paul on his missionary journeys. Then he had gone to work with the church on the island of Crete, a place well known for its wickedness. One of its own prophet wrote, "Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons." Chapter 1, verse 12. Another ancient historian noted that the Cretans considered highway robbery as honorable. Because of its lawlessness, preaching the gospel to these people would not be an easy job for Titus. Paul wrote to both encourage Titus and to offer him some practical advice. Paul told him how to reach this rough people with Jesus' good news. And he advised Titus to find others who would help him lead the church. Paul also urged him to remember that God's grace is powerful enough to save anyone who puts their faith in him, even the lawless people of Crete. But God still loved them. His grace can transform even the most wicked of lives into a shining example of Jesus' love. It just takes faith and someone who cares enough to tell them about Jesus. So today we read chapter 2 of the book of Titus. The title of this chapter is Sound Teaching and Christian Living. Paul was talking to Titus and Cretan church members, but it applies well for us too. Paul is requesting for the respectable Christian man, woman of God, and transfer this value system to next generations. Also, the slaves should show their faith in what they do in their work and how they treat their master. So this mature Christian way of living is possible because God gave us grace. Jesus died for us and saved us. That is why we can work to live a godly life. As we strive to live for Jesus, at times we may fail. Paul said encouragement and rebuke is needed to go forth. Children, as we live our daily lives, there are lots of temptations around us. Sometimes we want to lie. You know, the white lie. Or sometimes you really lie intentionally for some benefits or to cover what you have done wrong. Sometimes you don't want to pray before your lunch in public. You feel ashamed of praying in public. Or you might say bad words at school or at home. Obviously not at church, right? I don't think I saw any of you saying bad words, at least not in front of me. Children, it is really hard to live as a good Christian, isn't it? I understand. I'm really proud of you when you try your best to be a good Christian, even though it is not easy. And I would like to let you know that when you fail to be a good Christian, just remember Jesus and say a prayer that you are sorry. Ask the help of the Holy Spirit and He will gladly forgive you and help you. Children, as the Bible says today, we need encouragement and rebuke. So when you hear corrections from your parents, teacher, or adults who care for you, please be thankful and be an obedient child. You'll be a respectable Christian child. And your friends and neighbors will see you and give glory to God. They will wonder how you behave so well. And they will find out that you love Jesus. They'll be curious and be open to gospel. Boys and girls, we are the open Bible to the world. We are the children of God. We are the soldiers of Christ. Let's shine our lights wherever we go. Let's show the love of Jesus Christ at church, home, and school. So we may be the channel of blessing. We are the ambassador of Jesus Christ. People will come to Jesus Christ because of you. The land that you're walking on is the mission field. I'm so proud of you and thank you for what you do. Let's keep up the good work. Let's pray, everyone. Heavenly Father God, thank you for giving us the opportunity to be in your team. Please help us to be more responsible and be an example in our daily lives. Sometimes it is really hard. As you know, Lord, we fail. Lord, please forgive us. And please know that we're so sorry for the wrong things that we have done. Please forgive us and let us participate in the hardship and the glory of Jesus. Lord, Holy Spirit, please give us your wisdom and strength so that we may be more like Jesus every day. Lord, help us to share your truth and love to our family and friends. And please remember our Yongnak Church, Yongnak Education Department, and especially Yongnak Kids Ministry to have a revival and bring lots of souls to you. Lord, we love you and we thank you and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.